Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
You know, spread happiness where you go, not when. Now smile and let's talk. Both colon cancer and rectal cancer are referred to as colorectal cancer, with the difference in colon and rectal cancer determined by where the cancer originated. Cancer that originates in the colon, composing the first 4 to 5 feet of the large intestine, is usually referred to as colon cancer. If the cancer begins in the last inches of the large intestine leading to the anus, rectal cancer is diagnosed. Colorectal cancer starts in the inner lining of the colon and or rectum, slowly growing through some or all of its layers. Typically, this form of cancer begins as a growth of tissue called a polyp. While many polyps are benign, a particular type of polyp called an adenoma can develop into cancer. Colorectal cancer is the fourth most common cancer diagnosed in both men and women in the United States, with cases estimated in excess of 136,000 in 2014. More than 95% of colon and rectal cancers are defined as cancer of the intestinal gland cells, or adenocarcinomas. The death rate for colorectal cancer has been dropping in both men and women for more than 20 years. Polyps are being found by screening earlier and removed before they can develop into cancers. Screening is also allowing more colorectal cancers to be found earlier when the disease is easier to cure. On a positive note, there are now more than 1 million survivors of colorectal cancer in the United States. Discovery of colorectal cancer has typically to date been by a type of stool sample test or by screening for polyps and removal if discovered. But now a gut bacteria analysis is used to improve identification for those at risk for colon cancer. The gut bacteria scientifically are referred to as gut microbiome. Researchers collected stool samples from 30 healthy people, 30 people with precancerous intestinal polyps, and 30 people with advanced colon or rectal cancer to assess the composition of their gut microbiomes. Adding analysis of gut microbiomes to assessment of age, race, and body mass index, all known risk factors for invasive colorectal cancer, yielded a more than 500% improved prediction of the disease. To date, the most common form of colorectal adenocarcinoma treatment is surgery, with other treatments including chemotherapy, targeted therapy, and radiation. Nutritionally, periodically cleanse with ImmuCleanse and add vitamin D and NSC Gold multiple vitamins together with MG beta glucan and NSC 24 or NSC 100 for enhanced digestive health and tumor resistance while staying healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Super Save Ammunition NSC Gold Multiple Vitamins are 40% off at $11.97. You save $7.98 per bottle. NSC Gold Ammunition is an all-around multiple vitamin together with essential minerals and enzymes. NSC Gold is designed to provide energy, improved immunity through nutrition, and a boost for your entire body. Make NSC Gold a must daily because today is the first day for the rest of your life. To order, call 888-541-3997. That's 888-541-3997 or go to NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Your body, mind, and spirit are our daily focus. I invite you to join me at NSC24.com to learn more. Or call 888-541-3997 and request my free gift to you, valued at $15. Go in good faith and remember, when you can't, beta glue can.